You're listening to AvWeb's audio coverage of AirVenture 2018, AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh. We're with Mike McMahon of Amaravia Aircraft. And big news about the Vulcan Air aircraft that you introduced at AirVenture last year. It's coming to America. You've got orders, and things are looking good for the training market for this airplane.
Yes, we now have an official 11 orders for a company owned by Mr. Jerry Hahn, and he's going to be putting them into his Part 141 schools across the country called Phoenix Flight Academy. And he also has taken an option on another 25, which we anticipate he will be executing in the next couple of months.
Well, that's a strong way to start for a new player in the market. Mike, tell us what the advantages of the aircraft are and how you keep the price so low.
Well, the price being low is just a function of keeping everything as tight and thin as you can. So the factory and our distribution is all razor thin, and we're just very, very price conscious of getting the best rugged aircraft out there at the lowest possible price. It's a constant thought.
So give us an idea of where the Vulcan Air sits in the market and how much we can expect to pay for one.
Okay. If you order an aircraft now, the delivery would be in 2019, and the price would be $278,000. What makes the airplane different in the marketplace, it is directly competitive with the Skyhawk and the Piper Archer, is that the airplane is about $100,000 less than those two other aircraft, yet it has more performance. It also, instead of having somewhat, we think, overkill of having the G1000 avionics package, the people who order today will be getting a G500 TXI, which has all the same functionality as the G1000. It's just noticeably less expensive.
Now, the people who are ordering today, they're involved with flight schools. The training market is exploding. You've done some research on that. Tell us a little bit about where you see the Vulcan Air sitting in that market.
Okay. Well, just to explain that market just a little bit, through the Boeing studies and the...
You've done some research on the training market and the huge numbers of pilots that are required. Where does the Vulcan Air fit in serving that training market?
Okay. Well, talk a little bit about that in some detail is that both Boeing and Embraer have done research on the numbers of aircraft that are going to be required in the next 20 years in the worldwide market. And based on those numbers, there's going to be a requirement over the next 20 years for about 700,000 new commercial pilots to fly the larger commercial aircraft and the regional jets. I've done some research on what that means in the number of training hours, and it comes up to somewhere around 170 million flight training hours to train those pilots. And there is just no way there are enough airplanes out there today in order to fly those numbers of hours. So it works out to 17,000 hours on each of the 10,000 training aircraft out in the market. So there's going to be a real demand for aircraft in this training fleet market.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from AirVenture 2018 in Oshkosh. Thanks for listening.